Ask any lawmaker, and they understand why Congress hit new lows in public approval during 2013. Here's how Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson sums the year up.
It is very frustrating. You can't negotiate to get something done if somebody won't negotiate. And that's what is so frustrating.
Republicans aren't happy either. South Florida Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton accuses Democrats of not coming to the negotiating table.
There's a lot of frustration up here. People feel like we didn't accomplish what we needed to accomplish.
While immigration reform passed the Senate with a broad bipartisan coalition, it remains untouched in the Republican-controlled House. A bipartisan bill to curb discrimination against the LGBT community is also hanging out there. This Congress is now being labeled the least productive in history. A slap in the face, right? Not so fast, argues Ross-Leighton.
So, if you don't want Congress to do a lot of damage to you, maybe you're happy with us. We only have a 6% approval rating, which is pretty bad. Friends and family only.
For his part, South Florida Republican Mario Diaz-Balart spent the year working with a bipartisan group of lawmakers in the House to craft their own immigration bill. He's not giving up on the effort.
It's a difficult task, but there's still a lot of work being done, so I feel optimistic.
Then there's so-called Obamacare. Healthcare.gov went live with a whimper as screens froze and the administration brought in a fresh tech team to overhaul the site. And Diaz-Balart says President Obama misled voters.
No, you're not going to be able to keep your health care if you like it because the law doesn't provide for that. It has to force people out of their health insurance into the exchanges. That's the only way mathematically it can work. So in that sense, we were proven correct. But unfortunately for the country, that legislation still remains.
The GOP may have overplayed its hand, though. House Republicans demanded a one-year delay to the health law. Democrats refused. That's when the government shut down. Diaz-Balart joined the strategy, but isn't happy with the outcome.
I don't like the idea that any entity should basically shut the doors. I don't think that's the way you run a railroad, right? That's not the best way to do it.
Even with all the gridlock, South Florida's newest lawmakers say they're optimistic about what lies ahead. Democratic Congressman Patrick Murphy says it's been refreshing to work with new lawmakers on both sides of the aisle.
I'm encouraged by the freshman class. I'm encouraged by the sentiment I feel when I travel my district, travel the country, that Americans are fed up with the partisanship. And when that's the case, I believe they're going to start electing more moderates, more people willing to compromise and reach across the aisle, instead of the folks that preach that my way, the highway mentality, which doesn't work.
And freshman Democrat Lois Frankel helped pass legislation in her committee that authorizes dredging at Port Miami and Port Everglades. It also includes language on Everglades restoration. Frankel says there's bipartisanship in committees.
I'm on the Transportation Committee. We passed a water bill. I think there's great optimism that we're going to have a bill that both the House and the Senate will support. That's going to mean millions of jobs across the country. To me, that's a highlight for me this year.
And remember how Senator Nelson said this year was terribly frustrating?
Now, having said that, let me complete the thought. Don't take the thought without the final.
Nelson says the year ended well. Congress passed a bipartisan budget that unwinds sequestration's cuts to local education and health priorities. He says they were also able to wrap up some other important business.
This is the first sign of optimism that I have, that we've done a budget, now we're going to do a defense bill. I'm going to get a federal judge that's been waiting for 2 years, if you can believe it. We're going to get that done.
Lawmakers have a new legislative year waiting for them when they get back to Washington in January. It's an election year, so if you thought 2013 was too politicized, you may want to buckle up. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.